As part of a long-term debt strategy meeting last week, senior financial services staff presented St. Albert City Council with an updated list of project charters likely to require debt financing. The list, which includes 12 individual projects, ranges from already prioritized items such as Lakeview Business District servicing, to future city needs such as a park and ride facility on the north end of St. Albert. As the Gazette previously reported, city administration has already given the priority label to three projects, although council will ultimately have the final say. The projects include about $56 million for critical sanitary and stormwater infrastructure in the city's northeast as homes in parts of Oakmont and Aaron Ridge are currently at risk for basement flooding, an estimated $80 million over 8 years for initial servicing work of the Lakeview Business District, and some $16 million for continued St. Albert Trail roadwork. It's likely the city won't be able to move forward with many of the remaining projects that haven't been deemed a priority yet, such as an estimated $30 million build for a new RCMP detachment, the city's Director of Financial and Strategic Services, Ann Victor, told council on May 16. Although council approved a $5 million debenture last December to do some renovations on the RCMP's current building, 13 Maloney Place, council heard on May 16 the renovations will only ensure adequate space as provided for policing services until 2027. This project is the full build-out of a new policing services building that would accommodate all the branch staff and operational needs required to provide policing services to the community through to 2060, the project charter reads. If land and new building space is not identified and completed, we run the risk of not being able to add resources or maintain services for a growing population, which can significantly impact the safety and well-being of all residents. City administration also identified a potential need for a transit park and ride facility in the north end of St. Albert as neighborhoods like Jensen Lakes and Aaron Ridge North continue to develop. The completion of a north park and ride could enable bus rapid transit operations on St. Albert Trail, connecting the north park and ride to a central station, mall, and the south park and ride, Naki Transit Station, the project charter reads. The charter also says a North Park and Ride facility is part of the Edmonton Metropolitan Region Board's growth plan. Deferral of the project could occur until such time that better defined growth and development scenarios are completed, and/or service level impacts and growth modeling for transit service demands are completed. The charter says the current expected spending schedule for the project is $1 million in 2029. Followed by $16.1 million in 2032. Roadwork represents a third of the 12 projects featured in the report, including about $57.7 million for the construction of Fowler Way in 2027 and 2028. Fowler Way, once completed, will serve as a connector road between St. Albert Trail and Ray Gibbon Drive. Fowler Way will be a regionally significant corridor, especially until Ray Gibbon Drive is extended north, offering a viable and efficient bypass from Highway 2 to Ray Gibbon Drive and Anthony Henday Drive, the charter reads. Investment into Fowler Way is expected to reduce regional commuter and commercial goods movements on St. Albert Trail, while also providing St. Albert residents with alternate route choices. While the city will need to front-end the total cost of the project, the charter says 85% of the $57.7 million will be recoverable through off-site levies, meaning fees charged to developers cover much of the overall cost of the city's initial outlay. The city has already applied for federal grant funding through the Trade Corridor Improvement Grant Program, although it is still waiting to hear if the application is successful, the charter read. Other major roadwork spending planned for the next 15 years are Phases 3 and F4 of the St. Albert Trail Improvement Project. Phase 3, expected to be presented to Council for approval later this year, could see the city spend nearly $16.3 million in 2024 and 2025 to urbanize the trail between Everett Drive North and Neil Ross Road. Completion of this phase of the St. Albert Trail Corridor improvements in advance of constructing Fowler Way, which will connect St. Albert Trail to Ray Gibbon Drive, will ensure that the St. Albert Trail, Neil Ross Road, Fowler Way intersection is operating and ready to receive substantial increased demands once Fowler Way is connected, the charter says. Phase 4, which isn't planned to get underway until 2035, will cost the city about $26.2 million, according to the most recent estimate. Like Phase 3, the city will only be responsible for 35% of the $26.2 million, as off-site levies will account for the remaining total, although the city will still need to front-end the full cost. The charter says Phase 4 covers the section of the trail between Neil Ross Road and Ernest Boulevard, near the current city limit in the north. Like the Fowler Way project, the St. Albert Trail Phase 3 and 4 charters state the city has applied for grant funding, and is waiting for a decision from the federal government.